You know what's awesome about this is that song, and Richard Carey put it forward, and Richard Carey is on the official narrative. And my name is Andy, and it is the 30th of April, 2024, and I have a guest here, which is, well, it's not a guest, a co-host, Mike from Kentucky, and Richard has been so... Yeah, it was so nice to let us do this. So, and you know what, Mike, you've been spot on. You've been right there. You've been in the neighborhood. We talked just a hair bit before this show and stuff. You've been right on. Everything is working in the neighborhood that I want to work in. And, you know, it's all truth. So, Mike, what's going on, Chief?
Well, we had talked a little bit about, and I was encouraging people to notice in their particular area of the country, since that, I don't know why I noticed it, but October the 7th, you know, was when that Hamas attack, whatever the heck that was, that happened. I've noticed that they must have changed something about the fuel catalysts and the jet fuel. And it was about the same time that the Navy and whoever, U.S. you know, meteorological folks, they do these long-range projections, and La Nina came back. They thought it was going to be in the neutral zone, which means maybe a cooler summer, but it hasn't. It's come back to full-on La Nina. And we know the carbon credit billionaires are set to make a bunch of money if they can, you know, get this fully in play, the carbon credit exchange and that sort of stuff. They'll be calling for, you know, killing all the cattle, and you know, stopping cars and going full electric or all that's going to be all the more easy to sell people if we have a ridiculously hot summer. So I noticed that jet trails aren't lingering as much, which caused, you know, reflectivity of the sun's energy to a certain extent. And I was asking around for people to notice that if the jet trails are not as prominent as they used to be, you know. I see them, but they're not lingering like they were.
So, Mike, so what is the end? What's the end result of all of this stuff? It's
about
depopulation and destroying our food supply, right?
No, what I'm saying is that the they'll be playing off of that if they've shut down the cloud whitening or whatever, then this more of the sun's energy will come to the ground, and that will cause us to have more severe weather than we would have otherwise. You know, if they'd left the fuel program or whatever they had going there, because we're under solar max this summer, it was going to be hotter anyway. It generally follows that 11-year cycle. We'll have a couple of warm summers, right? So They'll play off of that. So all I'm saying is that they'll be able to use that to further sell this whole man-caused global warming. And very few people are going to say, well, what did you do about the jet trails? You know, if they're not looking up to notice that, they're not going to see that as a factor. That's what I'm saying. So if people will notice that have been sky-watching like I have since before 1980, and NBC... 1980, NBC had a report on it, said it was a good thing. Oh, it's going to help the farmers. It's going to help the city dwellers because it makes it warmer in winter.
What about Bill Gates saying we got to get this carbon spot to zero? I mean, does that not tell you something?
The carbon he'd be talking about would have to be you and me, but now I had no idea there is 90 billion animals on the planet that have been bred into existence, and only 4% of the world's animals are wild at this point. So they do have a point that the use of animals for food is just exponentially ran away. We've got two and a half billion
people.
So I got
another question. Is getting rid of all of this stuff, in your opinion, is getting rid of carbon, is that a valuable thing that we should be doing in humanity right now?
methane is a worse problem than carbon.
Well, methane does carbon.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a hydrocarbon, yes, but as far as global warming goes, carbon dioxide, which is what they talk about a lot, is the thing they want to scrub out of the atmosphere and reduce. But you can't get rid of methane. It's everywhere. They found it in Halley's Comet tail, 1986. I mean, it's abiotic. It's not generated just by cow farts. But it has a something.
So, hey.
Five times.
So the question.
Carbon monoxide.
So the question is, do you believe their war on carbon is worth their while? I mean, do we need to get rid of carbon? I mean, we're carbon. The trees are carbon.
Another,
the animals are carbon.
Control, it's another control factor. It's just another way to
all right.
Tighten.
Tell us about the control factor, how that works out.
Well, you want to control your whatever your fictional carbon emissions that they can calculate based on what you're doing, driving a car, or using electricity, whatever. It all has a... And Mike Rivero advocated for something called a unit of energy as a currency. So that's what they're basically trying to do. They're using carbon as to become a monetary system instead of debt. That's what it seems like they're going in that direction. But,
sounds like a carbon credit.
If you can manipulate the weather, you can, just like that old movie with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, which was actually a remake in Trading Places.
Trading Places.
Yeah, Aaron Russo directed the remake. But they were manipulating orange juice futures to make money. Well, if you can manipulate the weather, wow, what can you do with the corn and soybean crops, you know? Boom or bust. But now, in a warming period,
what?
Is not... good options. Just like they did on the airplanes on 9/11, on Merrill Lynch. Yeah, so you can play with the market and make money if you can manipulate the weather. But the... the global warming should be good for agriculture. Historically, there's more food produced.
Well, let's look at the Navy. The Navy said back in 2013, we're going to own the weather by 2024. So do they own it, or is it just weather? I think they own it. I think HARP, I think these Doppler radars that they say are there. Look, I've not got a really good, just sitting here at Ellen's house. I mean, we've seen the radio, and there's, not the radio, the TV. We've seen, we're supposed to have thunderstorms, and nothing happens and whatnot. So back then, we did the same thing before Doppler radar. So what is Doppler radar? I think it's part of let's move the planet. Let's move these worlds. Let's do the HARP thing right here instead of in Alaska. I mean, we've got to start looking outside the box, Mike. We got to get outside the box because the box is no longer contained. There's so many things that are not part of our world anymore that we actually, I mean, everything you know, everything I know, which is just scary, none of it's real, or maybe some of it's real, but we don't know what is real about it, because it's all been lies, Mike. So how do we get over that?
Well, you can deep dive into the topic, but there's PDF documents on the weather as a force multiplier, and it was first noticed, I think, during the war between the states, when after all the cannons were set off and everything, it was common for it to rain on the dead bodies, or as the battle progressed, it would rain down. And there was even an old Lone Ranger episode where he rode into some town that had a horrible drought, and he took a cannon outside of town and shot it into the air toward the clouds, and it rained. So he didn't even...
There you go.
He didn't even launch a exploding cannonball of sulfur. Just like the thunder, you know, clap.
So Mike, what part of, I mean, Mike Gaddy's given us a lot of info, and all these people that we've been listening to, if you're like me, you're an info junkie. I got to find something. I got to know what's going on. Do we believe all of this stuff? Do we believe what Mike Gaddy is saying? The Constitution was pretty much enslaving all of us. And what, do we believe that? Do we believe that Abraham Lincoln didn't? Well, I can easily believe that one. He didn't free the slaves. Can we easily believe that? I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on. And right now, do you think we're spending too much time on the history of ourselves when we've got the future in front of us that we're really not paying attention to? How do you feel about that?
If I knock you out with something in your booze, date rape drug or something, and you wake up in the middle of a jungle somewhere, you're disoriented, you don't know how you got there, then you don't know how to get back. So history is useful for that, I think, because we have cycles of corruption, and just like our government has gotten more and more corrupt. And,
yeah, you know, but Mike,
Jefferson
Mike,
was
what
alarmed
is true?
At the lack of revolution.
Yeah, but what is true died. And what is fake? Hey, Mike, what is true and what is fake? And therein lies what makes the difference between a person who knows what's going on and the person who doesn't know what's going on. And we do need to, some extent, we do need to understand the history in which we came from. So to some extent, we do need to understand that. But the point is that when we get to today's world and stuff, how much does that value us? I mean, what's really going on right now, Mike? Is there anything we can do? This is not George Washington times. We're not going to just grab weapons and horses and head off to the D.C. and try to bring these people down. What is really going on right now? And what can we do? That's a big question. I don't expect you to answer it.
Well, you know, like I said, and locally, if your community's not prepared, then you're not prepared to a certain extent. So if you can get a bend the ear of somebody that's in emergency management and or sheriff, police, that sort of thing, and just throw the ideas out there that we need a community security force. We've got all these veterans. They've got some training. We've got ex-law enforcement, retired law enforcement. They could all be grabbed to try to prepare community so that instead of 3 or 4 hours, all the store inventories are trashed, then we'd have a little more time to dole stuff out and let people sign for it or whatever if the cash registers are down, you know. It's been about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, two different incidents happened with food stamps, which they now call electronic benefits transfer, EBT cards. One was blamed on Chase Manhattan. The other one was blamed on Wells Fargo. But I know people that came all the way to town, something like 20 miles, to shop, and no stores would take their card, except for Walmart. They did a batch processing, and they let you buy $50 worth of stuff. The second time that happened, it didn't affect the eastern states. It affected like Louisiana, maybe Texas, Oklahoma. It was blamed on Wells Fargo. But for whatever reason, down in New Orleans area, the EBT card was not reducing the balance. So people noticed that, and they got on their cell phones. Lurleen, I just bought $100 worth of groceries, and I thought I only had $89 on my card. I'm going back in the store. And so the board of managers, two different Walmarts inventory, a bunch of it was ruined because before the managers could shut it down, there was cartloads of stuff, meat and perishable stuff, there's pictures of it. So that was an organized chaos where people were actually going through the cash register trying to, and they were into, who knows, tens of thousands of dollars worth of food. So if we do have EBT and or credit cards go down, or cell phone networks, oh my gosh, if the cell phone networks went down, what would people do? How long would it be before there's a panic? And it's not even a war of a, you know, like a invasion of, you know, 9 million Chinese troops plus all of their infrastructure.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a domestic war. It's like, what am I going to do now? Yeah.
Well, I've heard the word fear comes out as false evidence appearing real. And so much of the alternative media is fear porn. Oh, the space aliens are in control. Eisenhower and Truman made treaties with them. And all. You can't prove any of that. John Stadtmiller was pretty good at policing the radio network to where we would talk about stuff that was mostly confirmable. In other words, you could go down to the library, even if you had to get the microfilm or microfiche out and fish through it to find it. Or you could go look it up and prove it to yourself, find it in a newspaper where it had been reported, then trace it back to the horse's mouth, you know, the reporter. But there's so much stuff, and I worked in radio, so much stuff that goes out
Mike.
Doesn't get covered.
Hey, Mike, let's do something out of the ordinary right now. Let's go ahead and open the phone calls. Let's get somebody. Because we've talked about some really good stuff here. I think these people on the outside, they've got some questions for us and stuff. Let's open the phone lines right now. I know we're like 22 minutes after the last hour here. Let's do it. You want to do it?
Yeah, I just assumed there was some problem with the phones. But, yeah, I was planning on taking calls.
No, we'll pretend like there is no problem, and we'll just go for the phones.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there that wants to...
But hey, Mike.
Or Alan's brain,
yeah, but
or the bartender's
brain. No. Well, you know what? My buddy Alan in Texas, hey, if you didn't show up, I was going to get Alan on the show. Because me and Alan, we know how to talk on a radio show, and you already know that. You've heard some of them. I like Alan a lot. And but we got you and me, and hey, there's nothing wrong with us. We've been springing this entire show right now. But it would be nice to hear some other people who are going to come on the show. Perhaps they'll just call in and say, hey, guess what? I know what you're talking about. And you know what, Mike? We have been talking about stuff that is relevant. It's relevant to everything that's going on. It might not be on the cutting edge of it, but we have. We've talked about stuff that's going on here. And I really appreciate you being here, Mike. Thank you so much, bro.
So if they take away your gasoline, are you going to get an electric bicycle?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I've seen them catch on fire, too. I heard somebody on RBN talking about two electric cars crashing into each other and the just continuous explosions and fire that probably couldn't be put out.
Hey, Mike. Mike, I got to put it out there. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. 1-800-313-9443. Call in. Let's hear it. Did we do anything to you? Call us.
If you don't need the toll-free number, don't use it, though, because that clicks nickels out of RBN's jar or whatever.
Yeah, but we still get an opinion. I mean, there's going to be out there somebody who's going to be like, oh, crap, I don't want to cost them any money, and that's going to leave them. Look, 1-800-313-9443. I know it costs RBN money, but if that's the only way you can call, give us a call, and we'll enjoy your call. Yeah, absolutely.
Off the grid Alan out there on the ranch or whatever. He needs to use that.
Oh, Mr. Alan. You don't know. I know Alan better than most people. And he's a wonderful person. He's nursed deers back to life. He's nursed raccoons. He's nursed You just name an animal. This guy has nursed somebody back to life and stuff. Alan is an incredible person, and I would recommend everybody out there in RBN land, come and meet Alan. And he doesn't want that, because he just wants to be
that,
left
what's
alone.
The name of that, what you know? Is the name of that county you were talking about with the sheriff?
Gillespie.
Gillespie, I couldn't remember it. Yeah,
Gillespie County, and guess what? We've got a guy named Ayala next to the other idiot, and you know, remember his name. Hello, we got a caller.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Good.
Who is this?
It's over 9,000.
Mike Savage.
No.
It's who?
Over 9,000.
Hey. Let people answer
over
your question.
Over 9,000. Okay, let's go. Come on, shoot your stuff. Let's go.
You end up talking over top people, man, before they can finish your answering the question.
Who is he's the okay.
Get your point across. Let's go.
I thought I'd call in here because, gosh, I thought maybe who's the guy, Tom from Miami. Yeah, Tom from Florida, I thought maybe he'd call in. He's funny.
No,
I like listening to him.
No, we've been waiting for you. Wait, come on. Let's go. We've been waiting for you.
Okay, well, let's see. What were you guys talking about? Well, you're talking about what's going to go down.
Oh, just does.
Okay. Well, the way I see it is, if everything goes Mad Max and the plans they have for everybody, me, personally, me, I'm just going to take out many people as I can, I guess. And I just look at it like we're in a video game. You know what I'm saying? Because why would you want to live in this dystopian world that they have planned? It's already turned into that now. But I don't want to live in the world they have planned for us anyway. You know? So I won't worry about it too much. We all go down together. That's the way I look. We all go down the same ship. I mean, you could go off in the woods and try to live off of raccoons and possums or whatever. But eventually they're going to track you down anyway. So just try to take out as many as you can. Like the movies, you know? That's my answer to the question he had there. My personal, what
okay,
I would do.
So, and your name was?
Over 9,000.
Over 9,000. Hey, mister, over 9,000.
Yeah.
I know your voice. I've heard you before. So it's not like I'm in a neighborhood that I haven't heard before. But you know what? You're straight up. You're right. You're right on point. And, you know, what's the best thing to do? Take care of yourself first, right? Take care of yourself and your family first, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with trying to help other people out, but, you know, I see a lot of problems. I see, and as far as the chemtrails, I still see chemtrails here in Florida. I was at the beach the other day, and the sky was just covered with, I mean, it just blotted out the sun. And they're still doing it real heavy here. And matter of fact, I went to the beach the other day here at Bradenton Beach, and there were so many Puerto Rican people and how many, I don't know, Haitian people, all kinds of. It was like out of 30,000 people at the beach, I swear, you could barely count the white people on your hand, on your fingers. I mean, I see four or five. And I've seen a couple of girls.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Question, yeah, you said you're at the beach and these people were overwhelmed. By what?
No, they weren't overwhelmed. They were all different nationalities. They were just, there was no white people.
Oh, you were overwhelmed by the nationalities.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't get
that.
Well,
a lot of them were illegal, so you could tell they were illegal. They're like Guatemalans or whatever. And, talked to locals down there, and they said, we don't go to the beach on the weekends. We can't because we get overtaken by these people, you know?
So what are you prepared to do about that?
Well, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Oh,
I mean,
see? No, see, that therein lies why we're in the predicament that we're in is because nobody wants to do anything about it. But if you do something about it, then you're going to get in trouble. You're going to be the guy who's being thrown in jail, not the guys who are here illegally and shit. It doesn't matter. They don't care. But right. You're going to get in trouble because you wanted to run them off from your property. Yeah, isn't this sweet? Don't you love this way that this country has come out?
Well, the beach isn't my property. And I think everybody just really wants a place in the sun. I mean, you can't blame somebody for wanting to get out of a place where they have nothing but poverty to eat out of trash. I don't blame them. I blame the people who let them come over here. And that's all part exactly. of the whole plan. Piven and Clower, the whole thing, everything that you guys talk about, it's just all, it's here. It's in your face, and what are you going to do, you know? I talk to you guys, it's like I say, we all, it's like a meeting place for everybody who knows what's going on, and the rest of the world, it seems like they're all retarded. I don't know. You try to talk to people about these things, and they think you're an idiot, or they think you're crazy
all
and they
right.
get away from you.
So show them something. Show them something. Get on Numbers. Can I finish? Get on Numbers USA. Look at the gumballs video. There's also one on immigration, and he uses PVC pipe to show the relativity of what's going on. There's something like 2.5 billion people on the planet that are desperately poor, that live on less than $5 or $2 a day or something. So we can't keep cherry picking out the best and brightest that are the most able to come here, because that deprives them of people that would help where they live. You know, right. they need to.
Hey, on the same token.
So that's the
on
message.
The same token.
You've got to get those people back where they can help their own, and you got to help them there, because. You know, George Soros or whoever's behind all this illegal immigration, some of it's the Catholic Church, I think. Somebody's facilitating these people getting here, because they're not showing up starved. And you can't swim from Cuba that easy. There's no land bridge from wherever to Mexico. So they're
So you're sitting there with these people who are just, you know, they're not in part of your world and stuff. And so what are you supposed to do? All you're supposed to do is just say, no, this is not happening. And I don't know how you do that. I don't even know what the scenario is. It sounds like we got some music coming up. So I'm going to say it's Andy. It is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I'm here with Mike from Kentucky, and we'll be right back. Stay there, Chief. Don't go nowhere.
There you go.
All right, so we still have a minute left.
You still here?
I think everybody's still here. So how do you feel about everything that just happened to you? How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, what, seeing a bunch of people?
Seriously. Grab your gut and go, how do I feel about this?
Well, really? I've seen it. It's an ongoing thing. I have Puerto Ricans moving in all around me. They're nice people. They go to church. One of them's a pastor. They're Puerto Ricans. They moved in, but they keep their yards clean. They grow gardens and all. And they're here because they lived on international water, and that's how they got here. You know?
Well, don't go nowhere. I actually got the commercial right now. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Wizards, ages, sight. Let us try to remember all the times where they were right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, we're back on the air, and I think we lost the guitar player. Something happened to his audio. It just turned into a bunch of feedback, so I don't know. I heard that through the commercial break there in the background. Anyway, let's go to North Kakalaki, I think. We have somebody from one of the Carolinas. On to Carolina in my mind. We have another caller, I do believe, if we can get them on. Just go ahead and chime in when you get on the air. But,
hey, young man.
Hey, there you are. You can call me young man, I guess. You just don't call me late for dinner, okay?
I'll leave that alone. Now, you realize that technology and I do not get along, so it's kind of hit or miss. Go figure.
Who?
Technology and I do not mix. Oh, there you are. Okay, that works.
Who doesn't mix?
Technology and I do not mix.
Okay. I think I hear Andy.
Oh, hey, I'm here.
Oh, anyway. Interesting commentary what I'm hearing so far. So it's an interesting blend, I would say. But I think what it comes down to, what I'm hearing so far is, in the event of things going fluky or who knows what, people have forgotten about dealing with or refreshing their basic skills. It does not involve mechanical technology.
Well, I used to run my TV studio with what you call air-gapped. Everything that could be was air-gapped. In other words, there was no digital pathway between the different components. It had to be converted to analog to run through to go on, out to the cable. And, I mean, I'm on the edge of a state university, so I was expecting hackers.
Well, hey, I'm sorry I got lost in there, but, hey, Mrs.
Silly. What's your silly. Now, come on. What, Lynn? No, you're not Lynn from Maryland. You're in one of the Carolinas.
She is Frances from North Carolina, but I know her, and she's quite frankly. No,
well,
if you ever had a
not
show.
Frank, it's Frances.
No, if she ever had a show on RBN, I think it would be. Quite frankly, and think about that. It's not a diss to you there, Francis. It's like, you know why? Because you're like, quite frankly, and then you just throw it out there, and it is quite frankly.
She's only Mrs. You know? Silly. She's only Mrs. Silly on the professor's show, we'll say.
Yep, there you go. That's only because I'm touching upon interesting psychological aspect, and so I basically addressed it because I'm very blunt to the point, because I look at it this way. At this point in my life, I either lay it on the table like it is, and I don't BS in general.
So, Francis, I got a question for you. What is the most important thing going on in the world right now to you?
What's the most important thing going on in the world to me?
Dinner.
I would have to say making sure that my household with my other half and the small farm we have are in functioning order so we can handle what shows up in the everyday world, because people in society, especially in the city, when things go fluky, they have absolutely no idea what to do or how to handle themselves.
I wonder how many people, because of what happened at the beginning of 2020, how many people still have a month's worth of toilet paper on hand?
Isn't that interesting?
I'll bet you there's a few. It's mainly
right,
the people that shop.
Let's explore that. Let's explore that, Mike. Let's explore that a little bit. When COVID-19 came out, people ran to their stores and they bought all the toilet paper. So what was that all about? Do we have a clue? Or was that
just a
fluke?
It started in Australia. There was some rumor. And then once it hit the internet, it started. There's some rumor about toilet paper shortage in Australia is where it started. I don't know what happened, but I just heard a big...
Host, this isn't Sunday morning. You, Alan, and Steve. Hello.
I don't know what happened. Are you on the air? Who's this?
This is Jerry
Andy's
in Chicago.
Here.
Jerry in Chicago. We had a caller there, Francis.
Francis just dropped.
I'm still waiting.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hang on.
So whoever you are, what's your name? Tell us your name, and then let's go on with it.
Jerry in Chicago.
Yeah, nobody.
Oh, nice to hear you, Jerry. Let's go.
Hey, Andy, do me a favor. Let your guests talk. Okay, this isn't Sunday morning with you, Alan, and Steve all cutting everybody out, and nobody hears anything. So do me a favor, because this guy is a highly intelligent individual, and I look forward to his calls. Let him talk. Thank you. That's all I had to say. Bye.
Aww.
So, Mrs. Silly, let's go back to the Jim Fetzer thing. There for a while, I worked up a pretty good imitation of Jim Fetzer, because he's not that hard to mimic. When he, especially when he talks about weapons of mass destruction, you know, he stretches out stuff like, why was he calling you silly? I don't remember.
Well, in general, in short, it was because I addressed the aspect of allowing things to affect oneself that they get so, what's the terminology I'm looking for? They get themselves all worked up, only to find out, kaboom, the shoe dropped, and that wasn't exactly what you were expecting from a party that was
requested. I did mention that earlier, and pessimism is contagious, as just like smiles can be contagious, but there is that acronym, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real, right? So.
Oh, and just so you know, in light of this aspect about what happened with all the paper products, like toilet paper and so forth, I have a funny one for you.
Okay.
And that is, I got into a discussion with my sister-in-law, who was in a different state. And I took pictures, believe it or not, of the store shelves being empty and signs on the door, on the shelves and so forth. I'm like, in my discussion with her, I said, what in the world are they doing? Are they expecting there to be, from this so-called corona fiasco, are they expecting an explosive bout of diarrhea that people are going out and getting toilet paper or something on?
I had heard that that's where that started, because there was, in the early days of it in China, there was a lot of dehydration deaths from diarrhea. And then, it hit Australia. But everybody in Australia runs and gets all the toilet paper. And when people saw that on the Internet, they in America bought up all the toilet paper. So that created a bottleneck.
Now, mind you also that during that same period, so you fellows know, I do know that according to another talk show host, of which I will be unnamed, but to say the least, the comment was made about that we have never experienced martial law here in the States, which was actually not quite true.
It's light. It's martial. It's martial law light, you might say.
Well, you could say that. The reason why we had a lighter version of it is because when the various governors shut down the states for a given period of 2 weeks or longer, and you were, for all intents and purposes, depending on where you were living at, quarantined to where you reside at because of this whole lying fiasco, for that matter. You basically were experiencing a light form of martial law.
Well, some churches went ahead and held services anyway, and we had visiting pastors at the church that I go to. They said they got on airplanes and flew wherever they wanted, and my sources on some of the local drug dealing, there was never a shortage of, you might have a shortage of toilet paper, but plenty of oxycodone, plenty of pills, whatever, and some of the cars were still going to the pain clinics or getting on planes, and I don't, whatever they do, the distribution networks for drugs do not shut down, that's for sure.
Indeed.
So,
Andy, I am curious as to your thought regarding this, your sentiment.
Did you call for Andy there, or you got cut off?
Apparently so. I was listening out for Andy's sentiment.
Hey, Andy, did you drop?
I hope not.
Well, I don't know.
I hope he gets back on then, for that matter.
I was asking for the bar. At one point, I was asking for the bartender's opinion, and he didn't hear me, I think. So I was beginning to wonder about him. But no, with his call, for some reason, I counted a 5-second delay, and that lag.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the cell phones networks can get congested, it will delay the data going back and forth to where you actually have to do like a dang CB radio and say over when you reach it.
Well, it's fascinating you say that, because given the so-called high-tech technology that the people are supposedly playing with And yet, the different factions of the government, depending on which one it is and what country, have access to that would make what the everyday person plays with, technology-wise, mechanically speaking, look like a toy by comparison. It's absolutely revolting.
Well, I'm sure you've heard about some of the so-called dirty tricks of these different platforms, be it, you know, the former Twitter and Facebook and even MySpace. There was, before I ever got on Facebook, I heard about some of the stuff that happened on MySpace, and maybe Alex Jones and Republic Broadcasting hosts had talked about it, how you'd put all your pictures in an album based on a subject, and they would reorganize the site, and you'd lose all the work that you did, you know? So that was just one irritation. But now with Facebook, they've made it super high-tech. And I have to wonder about the cell phones. If all the dirty tricks on phones can be in that spectrum, like I'm talking about this lag issue, where it can be variable, where 1 minute you're talking, it's full duplex. There's no delay.
There's that too, but you know something? That's what I tend to refer to as harvesting.
Harvesting what?
Information, regardless of whether it's verbal.
Well, I was going to mention that earlier with Andy. There's 4.5 billion targets across all domains, not just phones, banking.
Oh, yeah.
All known associates out to two rings around you are cataloged. It's one of the systems is called, I think one of them, is, the program was Stellar Wind, and the tool was X Key Score, and then there was another one called IC Reach. And It turns the database into a graphed association graph where you can sift through the connections are graphically displayed by different circles, and you'll click on somebody, and then the circles that they're associated with will display, and you get a larger circle for the more interaction there is. And then you can jump into the more what they call granular data and see, well, this guy knows him from work, but they also go to the same bar, or they also have a side business that their boss doesn't know about. And you know, you can investigate a target, but all the if you know somebody that's a drug dealer and you're not aware of it, and they're your son's friend or your daughter's friend, that's just one connection away from you. So you're being scrutinized. So the whole world is being scrutinized in effect because of that effect. They're looking at two rings around everybody.
Welcome to rabbit holes. I'm just looking forward to when Andy gets back.
Well, you know, harvesting data, that's part of where we're at, you know. That's just part of it.
Pretty nutty.
As far as that goes. I heard something, but I couldn't understand it.
Hey, this is Misty from Kansas.
Great. Haven't heard from you in a long time. Long time no hear, Misty.
I do a lot of listening.
Great.
And I think that's the issue tonight, whether there's a bit of a delay. I don't know. Y'all would know that. But between you and Andy, I also think that Andy has more of a brain, if you will, that likes to even go deeper. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
And you, Mike, you're fact-wise, if you will. And you're also long-winded. So I didn't appreciate that call that came forward putting Andy in his place like that. That was wrong. I just agree that was wrong. There's a delay, but y'all's personalities are completely different, but I have truly enjoyed this. I think you two would really kind of complement each other, you know,
yep.
Personally. I feel that. And then at the same time, okay, I can switch real quick, about all the fentanyl and all that. I read an article today to where in the Middle East, where all the poppy fields, they're kind of getting a little pissed off because they can't bring their drugs. Fentanyl is taking over their market. You know, where you were talking about that earlier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cocaine is also hurting, so I'm sure Colombia is not happy.
Exactly, exactly. It's just a lot of interesting things going on. And at the same time, oh, my goodness. Andy's so, I love his knowledge. I truly do. You know, I wished he'd get a little bit of an open heart and try to see some positive somewhere. It's there. You know, if we want to continue to just stay in this depressed mode, and obviously this is a depressing situation we are living in as we speak. Death, you know, good Lord, everything in the world, you know. And, oh, and I want to jump now. A sheriff has the authority to deputize anybody he chooses.
Thanks.
In his county.
Right.
So where you were going with that, yeah, I agree with that. You're correct.
And
now, whether or not you, pardon, go ahead.
They may not tell us if they already have that in place, but you know, if you know some, like maybe you went to school with the guy or you're related somehow, in smaller communities you can kind of, you know, take them aside and say, well, you guys are prepared, right? Because if Chicago explodes or, you know, the population explodes or whatever, and they're going to be way down here. Atlanta, I mean, hundreds of miles, the, quote, zombies or the people walking, you know, out of a situation. You're going to have to be prepared to help them. And some of these communities...
To help them, that depends now. See, that's what, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump in. It's like, you know, okay, so all of a sudden, you know, people know that you're intelligent. Help. But you also have to be cautious with that help.
True.
Yeah, but if there's been a riot because everybody panics and steals all the toilet paper and everything else out of the store, you ain't gonna be helping anybody. But if they
I tell you one thing, I was smart for buying all that toilet, because I tell you what, when I bought the shit paper, it was cheap versus now. So okay, I'll clarify that too.
There was a few people. It was almost interesting that they put stuff on sale. They put a lot of stuff on sale that.
Mm-hmm.
We can, so a lot of people bought it up ahead of time and didn't know anything was coming. I mean, I was talking about it, but nobody would listen.
Oh, that's the way it always is.
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny one for you to contemplate as well in light of the commentary regarding the paper products and businesses and how they run things. I don't know if you folks even noticed this, but there were some businesses, especially here in the Southeast, that closed down before this whole fiasco in 2020, which I thought was like, well, wow, they didn't have to worry about having to contend with the changes that would be occurring once all this hit the fan, as it were. And then I thought, wait a minute. What if they knew beforehand what was going to happen, and so they decided to bow out and shut down on their own? To save their own hide.
Well, I think there were some people also that stayed in business just because they knew that they were going to be able to get some financial deals, you know, out of it.
That
came. It took a while, but you know, that eventually came along.
I think where I'm at is fool me once, you know, in the community I live in, you know, and I live in the country, so.
You go. The ability for a community to be more prepared. I mean, during the so-called cold, You had civil defense was a bigger thing. I mean, just about every community of any size had, you know, a stash of potassium iodate or iodine, and I guess they've just said, man, you know, I don't know. I mean, they still have that stuff, but it has a limited shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to constantly be repurchasing that to supply their, you know, preparedness bunker or whatever you want to call it, the civil defense or emergency. It's now mostly called emergency management, I think. But they put everything under Homeland Security. Even the National Forest Service, I think, was upset about that. The National Forest Service is under Homeland Security. But,
well, you know what? Another thing, it's going directly to what you're saying, Mike, is it's going to come down to, I firmly believe, and where Andy was going, well, what? I believe we are going to be put in a situation where we become tribal. We will take care of our communities. I could be wrong. I don't know. That's my goal, is to help the people and the babies.
Yeah.
You know, do everything in my life to, I'm 60, fixing to be two, to prepare for all this and, you know, well, garden and everything.
Real quick example is some of these people get this stuff from commodities, quote, commodities that get distributed, and that includes these boxed milk that can sit on the shelf, right?
Yeah.
Well, this guy that I know was throwing his out, and I said, keep it. You could trade. You like those canned green beans? You can trade those.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand the concept. I don't even want it in my apartment. You know?
Okay, when was that?
It's been about a year ago.
Okay, but back in the day, they had the pork. My husband and I were talking about this. And the cheese and cornflakes. And remember back
cheese,
in the day?
They still do cheese, cornflakes, potatoes.
Oh, they still
sometimes.
Do on the WIC program then?
Oh, no, this is just the U.S. commodities distribution.
Right.
That poor folks can sign up for. But, I mean, it's not immune to corruption. Because I've talked to people in other states that say, wow, they're getting way better stuff over in Colorado than we ever got in Kentucky. You know, it's like, where's it going? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the end of the show, and I appreciate being able to do Beyond the Official Narrative and the callers. That's great, and hopefully we'll have Richard Carey will be back later this week.
Y'all have a fun week.
Hey, thanks, Francis.
Bye.
1984. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.